from a very busy Pleasant Street Tea Company in Gloucester. I'm Rick Moore, along with Heather Atwood, with the story behind the story behind the recipe. And Heather, hello.
Hi, Rick. Nice to see you. I think we missed each other a little bit, but we're back.
Yeah, we miss every other week or so. We try and sometimes don't make connections. But, you know, it's I was going to say it's the silly season, but that is doesn't even describe it. But I don't know, any special pumpkin recipes during Halloween or anything like that?
I know. Wouldn't that be good if I had a pumpkin recipe? I think next week I'm going to have a pumpkin recipe. Yeah, I promise. Okay. All right?
Now, pumpkin is a good food, because I know. See, when I buy like a pumpkin muffin, I think that it's a sugar thing and with some kind of flavoring. But that's really made from pumpkin?
Well, that depends on where you purchase that pumpkin muffin. Here at Pleasant Street Tea Company, I think they probably have pumpkin muffins that have honest to goodness pumpkin in them. Yeah, that's probably true.
But okay, so where are we going then? What are we going to talk about?
Okay, not pumpkins, but I promise to be more autumnal next week, okay? But right now I want to talk about two local food stories. The first one is to promote a company that I love, okay? It's a local caterer called Chive Events. Chive Events and Sustainable Catering, I think, is their official name. They, first of all, they're great caterers. They are two women. They started out as three women. Now they're two women who started this catering company out of Beverly, Massachusetts. I first learned about them when I attended a lunch for 350 people, okay, and there was not 1 ounce of trash. Okay?
Wow.
So these people created lunch for 350 people and walked away without a trash can. It was exquisite. It was beautifully designed. Beautiful flowers, which I think they cut from the side of the road, to tell you the truth, because they often will find, you know, beautiful weeds or things like that that are actually artful and seasonal and gorgeous to use as design elements. Their food is exquisite. I mean, absolutely beautiful. They source almost all their ingredients locally. And they are just walking the walk. But not only that, the product is a beautiful product. So there's my big pitch for them. But the second part of this pitch has to do with Chive is now they started this about 3 years ago. They stopped for a little bit to have a baby or two babies. And now they're bringing back their Sunday suppers. And their Sunday suppers are catered by them, designed by them, but they benefit a specific event or a specific cause. Mm-hmm. So the money from the proceeds all go to a charity or an organization that Chive believes in, usually an organization that shares their same sort of philosophy of sustainability. So I was at one of these events last Sunday, and it was so beautiful, and I'm just really happy and excited that these things are back. So go to the Chive website and look for when their next Sunday supper is. You'll be able to experience their beautiful food, and it's probably some of the best food you could possibly have in the North Shore, and you'll be giving to some great organization.
All right, you see my wheels turning, right? You said Chive, not Jive, right?
That's right, Chive. Right, Chive
and
Events.
And Chive, so what, I mean, do you have edible, explain this to me, and what kind of food?
Well, no, usually they use linens, so they, you know, they're going to
web with them.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other examples of.
What about the food?
The food is so good.
Well, it's not just Chive.
What do you mean it's not just Chive? No, they prepare the food. Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is it's not Chives doesn't have just Chives.
Oh. No. Okay, so at this event, let me explain this one to you, and because there's often a theme around it. So this was kind of a fall, it was, and the other thing, excuse me, I'm mumbling because I'm so excited, but the other thing that is wonderful about these Sunday suppers is they are always in a surprising venue. Mm-hmm. So they might be out in a field, they might be in a barn, they might be beside a river. This one was at a place called the Garden School in Beverly. The Garden School is a building that was purchased by two young gentlemen, and they are hoping to turn this into a school that teaches kids how to farm, and it teaches them liberal arts. Mm-hmm. It would be a gap year sort of school.
So this was a fundraiser for them?
Yes, this was a fundraiser for them. So it was at their site, which is very crude right now because it's kind of a tumble-down old house. But Chive put up this beautiful canvas tent. There were tables underneath it. They had a bread baker who produces the most amazing bread. So he had his transportable bread oven there. He was, these beautiful bowls were coming out of his oven. This beautiful pumpernickel bread was coming out of there. And then they had past hors d'oeuvres. Some were carrot, ginger, and chickpea latkes with a little cured wild salmon on top. So that's just one of the food delicious things they were passing. But then at the dinner itself, they had a beautiful ham and bean stew, which was local beans and local pork. They had, now this is right up my alley, I don't know how you feel about this, but creamed salt cod. You know how I love salt cod. Very authentic, very New England, absolutely delicious on that little piece of pumpernickel bread. And they had a variety of local vegetables and cheeses. It was really beautiful.
Do I look like a continental connoisseur?
You have to go to my site to see some pictures.
You're expanding my horizons. Okay, well, that's most interesting, and I'm guessing that these fundraisers are affordable?
Well, they are not inexpensive. I'm going to say that, okay? So this was, I'll be honest, it was $100 a ticket, but it was a three-hour beautiful experience. Oh, and all the wine and beer, and they're always locally sourced spirits of all sorts, so that's included. Yeah, so, and then the proceeds go to this organization.
Right.
So it's an amazing meal, and, you know, when my husband and I go out to dinner at a nice restaurant, we end up spending that. Yeah.
So what's the name of the place again? Chive Events.
And you can go to their website to find out when the next Sunday Supper is going to be.
Yeah. I'll have it up with this interview, hopefully. Okay, and item number two.
Okay, item number two is a hot tip in Rockport. Okay? People who come to Rockport to attend Shale and Lou events are always writing me or calling me or texting me saying, where in the name of heavens can I eat in Rockport before my event at the Shale and Lou? Okay? Rockport has been historically pretty slim in that department, and now we do have this new restaurant, Feather and Wedge. Feather and Wedge is lovely. I love the venue. The food is still leaving a little bit to be desired. They're working on that very hard, and I think there's promise, but it's not wonderful yet. And it's also a little expensive. So here's my hot tip about where to go. At the Blue Lobster Grill, the owner of the Blue Lobster Grill is a man named Agnaldo Oliveira. He is producing regular continental food, okay? Hamburgers, well, the things you would expect in Rockport. But now he's also serving his native Brazilian moqueca. Moqueca is a fish stew. It is served to you in an individual clay pot. It's layers of fresh haddock, cilantro, fresh tomatoes, garlic, onions, all cooked on top of the stove in this little black pot that's called a panela de barro, I think is the name of the pot. The pot is set down in front of you, the lid comes off, and you have this amazing, sizzling, bubbling, really, really healthy, really light, but nourishing fish stew. That is served with a little dish beside that of something called pirao, which is a traditional Brazilian condiment with this fish stew. But what it really is a chopped version of the fish stew and thickened with cassava root, and then it's all served with rice. It is delicious. It's a light, wonderful, fresh meal. You are rolling your eyes at me, Rick Moore. Stop that.
I'm just thinking I'm going to need something for my digestion. But no, it sounds great. And where is the Blue Lobster?
The Blue Lobster Grill is right in Dock Square in Rockport.
Okay. And now they're open after the lights go out at 4 o'clock after sunset.
Yes, they are. He is promising to be open this winter for dinner Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Okay, and that is important because Shale and Lou is on Broadway there. It's right around the corner.
Right.
And as you say, if you get in town around 5:30, 6 o'clock, it's slim pickings for restaurants.
It is. But Shale and Lou is on Main Street, by the way.
Main Street.
Not on Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway competitor. Okay.
Yeah.
On the way out of town, that's all I know.
Yeah, right. On Main Street, out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so he is saying he's going to be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, but he is also open for lunch. So I think, and this is like on a chilly day to drive to Rockport and have this sizzling fish stew. And again, it's not New England. It's cilantro and fresh tomatoes and onions and garlic. It is really yummy.
Sounds fascinating. All right, and what's on your website now? The website.
Food for thought.
I knew that.
Chive, Food for Thought, Moqueca. That's it.
Moqueca.
Yeah, that's all there. Yeah, Moqueca is the name of this fish stew. this Brazilian fish stew.
Again, my head is just is spinning here. Heather, it's great. And anything coming up, any events coming up in the near future or down the road a piece that you'll be traveling or whatever?
Let's see. I'm going to be going to Michigan pretty soon, but that's not a local story. No, I think I need to come up with a good pumpkin recipe for next week. That's what's going to be in my future.
All right. And if you go to Michigan, will you be having a meal out there?
I will definitely be having a meal out there, yeah.
Well, then we need a report.
Yeah, I will report it, I promise.
That's Heather Atwood with the story behind the recipe with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.